This is the Friday, June 3rd edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We got a variety of action heading into the weekend. Hoops, hockey, baseball, you name it. So let's get to it, and we'll be in and out in less than 10 minutes. Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, alongside Anita Marks on this Friday. Anita, good to be with you.
Great to be with you as well. Big weekend ahead. A lot to get to.
Yeah, so let's just real quick. Game two of the NBA Finals is Sunday. Obviously, we had game one last night. Monster comeback by the Celtics. Warriors, just blew a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, which you rarely see at this elite level. But we saw elite shooting from both teams from downtown. Boston got what it needed. Would be a road win, so they now have home court advantage. Adjusted series price, their favorite now minus 185 ish. What do you have? Do you have a play for two Sunday's game two?
Yeah, you know, Doug, if you would have told me, hey, Boston wins game one, but oh, by the way, Tatum only puts up 12 points, I would have told you you're crazy. Of course, you look at 13 assists. You had Horford 6 of 8 from downtown and Smart 4 of 7. From downtown. Meanwhile, on the opposite end, Curry, of course, 34 points, but 50%, 7 of 14 from downtown, but Poole only 9 points. Wiggins, love him, 35 minutes, 20 points. I'm looking at the stats here, Doug, and it's just like, wasn't your typical game on both sides. And there's no knee-jerk reaction here with me. I'm gonna lay the points again with the Golden State Warriors. They're just too good of a team, Doug, to go down 0-2. I'm looking, a number of their guys had an off night. Meanwhile, for the Boston Celtics, a number of their guys had an uncharacteristic, fantastic night. I just don't think either of those things are going to happen again. So I'm going to lay the points again with the Golden State Warriors. I don't think they go down 0-2.
Yeah, for me, it's the same thing. I'm going to, out of principle, I'm going to lay the short number with Boston, and I will, I'm just going to lay the 4. I wouldn't be absolutely stunned if I don't cover. I think we will see regression. To your point, Horford and some of those guys aren't going to shoot lights out. Tatum will play better, though, at least from a shooting perspective. And I think the Warriors will clean up some things. I think Steve Kerr gambled a little bit with some of his lineups. I think the number one problem here is Boston has two-way players for the most part. Golden State does not. They got to get some offense out of Draymond. You can't let him go 2 for 12, things like that. And they got to get some defense out of Poole and things along those lines. We'll see. They'll clean it up. They should take care of business, and we'll go from there. But just a small play for me. It's not a crazy, crazy play. Let's go to the ice, where in your backyard, the Rangers won game one. They host game two tonight. Lightning still favored road chalk, but it's $1.30 here.
Yeah, I love the Rangers. Again, as you said, I'm here in New York. This town is a buzz, and the Rangers are feeding off of it at home. So I'm going to go Rangers on the money line that you can get at plus 110, even in some places. I am going to take the under here. I think the Lightning really rusty. Keep in mind, they came in. They had not hit the ice since, I want to say, was it May 23rd or May 26th or something like that, because they swept the Panthers. So I think that they play better, especially on the defensive side of the ball and their goaltender. So I'm going under 5.5 goals, and I'm going to play the Rangers plus 1.5 and the under at 5.5. And you could get that at plus 140. So I've got 3 plays in this matchup. Again, the Rangers 6-1 at home on home ice. The crowd here is huge. Igor Shesterkin has been unbelievable. 95% save rate at the Garden. They've got skilled forwards who are averaging almost 4 goals a game. And arguably, and this has really been the big talk here, because the Rangers, Doug, are peaking early. Like, this is a team that a lot of people were expecting this type of performance next year, not this year. They have probably the youngest, best third line in maybe what we've seen in hockey in the last decade. They're calling them the kid line. Meanwhile, for the Lightning, again, like we said, they were rusty. And Brendan Point is out. And I don't think people realize what a big loss that is for them, especially on the penalty kills, where the Rangers have been really great. So I think the Rangers go up 2-0. And again, but I do like the under. I'm expecting better defense from the Lightning tonight.
Yeah, I can't fault you at all. I will say the Lightning have been excellent off a loss each of the last couple of postseasons. So that would give me a little pause, but you're right. Shesterkin's been fantastic. We finally saw we finally saw some defense in the, you know, Avalanche series, and that game goes under, yes, last night. So maybe this comes back to earth and we see another under on that front. Okay, let's go to the Diamond. Got a few plays. I'm going to start with the Dodgers. Tyler Anderson goes for the Dodgers. He's been incredible. He's on this ridiculous scoreless inning streak. And I just have to back him in the first five against the Mets. Mets may be getting a little exposed here with the step up in competition as they've been beating up some of the teams in their division. Dodgers took care of business 2-0. Solid performance from the arms, especially the bullpen, which has been a little shaky. So I'm going to take the Dodgers in the first five to continue things going. What about you?
Yeah, I have two plays that I like. I really like the Brewers tonight, and I'm going to lay the 1.5. I'll play them on the run line at +150. I also like the under in no runs scored in the first inning. A little bit hefty on the juice at -164. Okay, and Musgrove under 5.5 strikeouts at even money. Padres, we know that they've been struggling. They've lost 4 straight, 7 of their last 10. They struggle against right-handed pitchers. Corbin Burns will be on the bump for the Brewers. He's got nine last starts. 8 of them have been quality starts. And his last start against the Padres, he only gave up 1 run. Meanwhile, for the Brewers, their bullpen is coming in really fresh. After last night, they didn't have to tap into them much. Meanwhile, they used all of the bullpen for the Padres. So I'm expecting this to really blow up in the later innings. And of course, this is a Brewers team. We know they're good at home. They're 15-6. I'm also going to keep it home here in New York. I like the over 7.5 runs with the Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. You know, the Tigers, they've been playing well as of late, right? They've won their last 3, but there's something about the Tigers and Gerrit Cole, and they have his number. He couldn't even get out of the second inning the last time he faced them. So as great as Gerrit Cole has been, there's something about the Tigers that just gets in his crawl. So I think the Tigers are going to put up some runs tonight, and they've got Rodriguez that's on the bump for them. We know how great this Yankees lineup has been. Carpenter, the addition of him, he's been great. Torres has been knocking the cover off the ball as of late. So I'm going to go over 7.5 runs in the Yankees-Tigers game tonight.
Okay. And you got a little cherry on top bonus for us with darts. Please the people.
I do. I mean, Doug, we're talking darts on this podcast. Who are we? But I'm really big into it. I've got a lot of friends who are heading to the Garden MSG this weekend. It is the U.S. Masters Darts Tournament. I've got a winner here. It's Michael Smith. He's the best out of 8 of the folks from PDC that are here in town taking on the Americans. He's dangerous. He's got a lot of scoring power. He's won in Europe. He's won on the Premier League. He's actually won 24 of his last 28 events. He was a runner-up in this event last time. And he's just a dude who's always in the finals. So I think he's going to win it. And again, so that's Michael Smith at +450. And I've got 2 matches. And this is fun because there are 2 matches that I like, and we're cheering on the Americans. And that's Leonard Gates. I like him on the money line at even. Now, Doug, he's going up against a chick. He's going up against Fallon Sherrock. Now, the crowd loves her, Doug. Loves her. And why not, right? She's a chick going up against the boys. But Gates, he's got nerves of steel, and he's really talented. He's got a 91.7 average, which anything for folks who don't follow darts, anything above 90 is great. So I like Gates to defeat Fallon Sherrock in the first round. That's later on tonight. And then another American, Matt Campbell, I've got him at +1.5, and you could get that at even money against Gary Anderson. Again, another dude who's averaging above 90. He's made it to the finals before, but more so I'm fading Anderson here. He's older. He's got back issues. He doesn't like to travel. He wants to be at home. So I'm more so fading Anderson than anything else. So Gates and Campbell in their first round matchups, and Michael Smith to win this thing over the weekend.
No comment for me. I am just amazed and so impressed. well done, Anita. Very, very, very well done. That is range. You are the Renaissance better for sure. Good for you on that one. All right, Anita, have a great weekend. Everyone, we are on a half hour earlier tonight on ESPN2. So we'll go 5:30 Eastern for two half hours, basically. So for a full hour and just a little bit earlier than normal. So 30 minutes. So I hope you join us then. Good luck to everyone this weekend.